This is a MP3 all about the seven psychotronic crystal psychotronic generators. These consist of a psychotronic generator for love, luck, money, health, anti-aging, psychic powers and psychic protection. And of course they need to be charged up. Luckily, Tim Riefat's been having a gigantic occult war with the Satanist Rothschild royal family, which he has just completed the war, completely exterminating them, which will lead to the inevitable collapse of the West. And in fact, the seven psychotronic crystals are sequestration engines to take over the seven double letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which exchange in Kabbalah death for life, poverty for immense riches, illness for health, and of course they're all documented on the supernaturalspirit.com section of Mind Over Matter. These are the basis of the exchange rituals which the Satanist Kabbalistic Jews have been using to take over the world. Now they've been sequestered by the seven psychotronic generator crystals. These actually exchange automatically the seven good things in the targets and give them to you, and give the seven negative things to your targets. Now, of course, psychotronic generator crystals have to be accepted by the other side. That's the targets, who are giving you love, life, money, youth, health, etc. And of course, this took a long time. Right at the beginning when I was selling them, I sold a set to Baroness Rothschild. So of course, the Rothschilds have agreed to the Dark Lords, that's me, contract to give all the good things they've got to me. As you well know, if you've watched the Angel Heart film with Mickey Rourke, probably the best film ever made, that the occultist, which of course is Mickey Rourke, Angel Heart in the film, has to be of his own free will giving all the good things in his life to Lucifer by trying to abrogate the contract. And the contract is, when you buy seven psi crystals, all the good things in your life are given to the Dark Lord, that's me, and all the seven diabolical negative things, the seven sins, because remember, the seven sins link up with the seven Kabbalistic negative things, which are given away by the exchange ritual and the double in the seven double letters. That makes 14 of them. They're given to you when you get the seven psi crystals. And then, of course, since the customer doesn't want to keep the seven negative things, then of course you have to trick the enemy, that was the Satanist Rothschild royal family Freemasons, into trying to steal the energy and power of the seven psi crystals, not realizing that they were actually contained seven negative shards of evil, which the Dark Lords, Lord Despite, Tim Riefat, had downloaded into them. So, of course, we've got Graham Nichols, a.k.a. Paul Hughes Barlow, who willingly took them up and sold crystals which downloaded them into all his customers, same with lifetech.org, and same with all the other shitbirds on the internet who are selling seven psi crystals. The customers who purchase them then upload the good stuff into your seven psi crystal. So it's a win-win situation. Every set of seven I sell, I get all the good stuff, you get all the bad stuff, and all the bad stuff in your crystals get stolen by Paul Hughes Barlow and all the other counterfeiters, who then download it into their customers, and their customers upload all the good stuff into yours. So it's a win-win situation. Every time I sell a set of seven psi crystals, I get seven aspects of the good stuff, sublime good, and you, of course, get seven aspects of sublime good, because, of course, the British government, the Americans, all the counterfeiters have been trying to duplicate the seven psi crystals and steal the energy from them in order to protect Zion, not realizing that they were poisoned and of their own free will they accepted the seven deadly sins, the seven negatives of the Kabbalah, which of course was incepted by Baroness Rothschild, who bought a set right back at the start when I was selling them and of course downloaded the evil into the Rothschilds. You might say this is amoral and unethical, but remember, I'm Lord Despite. I have no morals, I have no ethics, I'm just an ultra gangster who's after pure power. Now, we know that the Rothschild Satanist royal family tried an immense occult war to try and destroy the seven psi crystals, which were the first psychotronic generators I sold, and they used the Harry Potter books. In that the bad wizard who was a wizard of the Dark Lord, Tom Ridley, TR, who's got those initials, Tim Riefat, who then called himself Voldemort, split his soul into seven bits and put them into seven objects. This was, of course, in the seven books of the Harry Potter fantasy. This was an occult war by the British government in order to try and use the sublime good of all the readers and viewers of the Harry Potter books and films. Of their own free will, their sublime good was used to try and fight the power of the seven psi crystals, not realizing that the seven psi crystals were, of course, negative. That's why there are seven of them. Minus times a 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 minus is negative. They're too stupid to understand that. But, of course, the seven psi crystals now are intimately linked with every Harry Potter reader, every person who's come into contact with Harry Potter films, watched them, heard about them. And of course, according to the Harry Potter book, Voldemort split his soul by murdering people and put his seven shards of his soul into objects in order to make himself invulnerable to death. And of course, what's happened is when you put the seven psi crystals on any Harry Potter book, on Harry Potter on the internet, Harry Potter in Google, the Harry Potter films on your television, the seven psi crystals automatically upload the sublime good from the tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions who watch the Harry Potter childlike fantasy and upload them into your crystals and give you the sublime good from literally billions of people, which was being used to fight me, and downloads the seven negative aspects of evil into the targets. So, of course, the seven Psi crystals, potentially once linked up with the Harry Potter garbage, that's just my opinion, become immensely powerful, because basically they suck out the souls of any person who's come into contact with the Harry Potter fantasy garbage. This means that your seven Psi crystals are fully activated when you link them up with any Harry Potter book, film on your TV, Harry Potter printout from the internet, etc. And of course, this means that literally I've tricked the British government into supplying billions of people's souls to me, uploading, because remember, I've just been downloading negative evil into the crystals, which then had to be stolen. The enemy had to be tricked into stealing the weapon systems from the crystals, which they've done. And of course, the Harry Potter books mean that every Harry Potter reader, and remember, they were mainly children with the maximum amount of life force, sublime good. Their souls have been shredded, all their soul energy sucked out, sucked into the seven Psi crystals, sucked into me, and you, of course, get the energy as well, because I got the original energy, and you got the energy which the British government was trying to use to stop me, because I'm supposedly the Dark Lord. The Dark Lord destroying Zion, destroying them. And of course, this means the seven Psi crystals are the most powerful psychotronic generators in the pantheon of psychotronic generator crystals. And of course, they link up then with the Lord of the Rings readers, the Lord of the Rings Gimpoids, who've been watching the original archetypal fantasy books on the telly. That's because there's one ring to rule them, which was Sauron's ring. There are three elf rings, and then there are seven dwarf rings. Remember, the dwarves burrow in the earth. They dig up crystals. So, in fact, the original archetype for the seven Psi crystals came from the seven dwarf rings in Lord of the Rings. So everyone who's actually read a Lord of the Rings book or seen a Lord of the Rings film has had, thanks to the Harry Potter ritual, which was tried defends the Satanists against me. It shreds the souls of anyone who's watched the Lord of the Rings film, uploads all the sublime good in their souls into the seven Psi crystals, into me, into the ring. I don't use a ring, I use an orb. And this one orb rules them all, and in the darkness binds them. So I've automatically bound the toxic waste awareness, which comes when you suck dry a soul, leaving just evil, and then you pump in evil into the soul. So it's a two-way process. The Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings scapegoats have accepted giving me and you all the sublime good from them, and they've then accepted all the evil from you into them. That's all the evil in your life. Penury, old age, death, ill health, that's all been injected into their souls. And with me, I've injected infinite evil into their souls, because I'm an absolute sadistic bastard. As you can guess, my norm of sex is BDSM. This means that when you put the seven Psi crystals on the Lord of the Rings film on your TV, or on the internet, or on the Lord of the Rings books, or on the Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter stuff on your Kindle, it's all automatically the seven Kabbalah ritual for giving the good things to us and the bad things to them is automatically done. And of course, they've signed on the bottom line that they accept this because, of course, they were waging an occult war against me. The Rothschilds, Satanists, Freemasons were trying to use all the sublime good of the population in order to fight the Dark Lord me, not realizing that, like Lucifer in Angel Heart, I was just getting them to maximize the damage to themselves and everything they loved. So the seven psi crystals can be turned into god crystals by this process. And you might guess that the Harry Potter books, Lord of the Ring books, are all about magic. So the Satanists were trying to use the belief of the population in magic to empower them and to fight me, not realizing that all the magic power comes to me and the people who buy the seven psi crystals off me. Apart from, as I say, Baroness Rothschild and the Rothschilds, who were trying to do me in the first place and were the inceptors of the ritual. So they signed on the dotted line, and I just said, thank you very much. The Pentagon's been getting Jewish contractors to try and build seven psi crystals. So, of course, the Pentagon and all the military of the West have signed on the dotted line to empower your seven psi crystals. So putting the seven psi crystals on the Pentagon, U.S. military, NATO, MI5, MI6, NSA, Homeland Security, that sucks them dry and does the ritual to them. So you can actually see that that empowers your crystals immensely. You can put it on any of the counterfeiting websites you can find on the internet. Anyone selling seven psi crystals or anything seven crystals, there are bitches. So you can see the seven psychotronic generators give us immense power. And according to the Lord of the Rings, the seven dwarf rings gave the dwarfs magical powers. So the seven psi crystals are empowered by the shredded souls of the Lord of the Rings readers. Same with Harry Potter. And of course, Voldemort, Tom Riddle, actually made himself invulnerable to death by doing this. So the seven psi crystals mean that if you're killed, you don't die, because the seven psi crystals, according to the Harry Potter magic, have your soul, have seven aspects of your soul uploaded into them, which means that when you die, you automatically can walk into seven other people. And unless the crystals are destroyed, I don't know how you can destroy them, because, of course, they're made of atoms, and you can't destroy them unless, of course, you link them up with the equivalent amount of antimatter. So basically, the seven psi crystals make you immortal, thanks to the British vermin who tried to fight me, but were in fact empowering my seven psychotronic generator crystals to heights of godhood they never imagined. So like in the Angel Heart film, I've been using the British government and their occult war against me to empower myself and my customers to god levels of power, where the Harry Potter readers, Lord of the Rings readers, all the Homeland Security, MI5, MI6 shit, MI4 shit, British government shit, and all their children who read the Harry Potter books and have watched Lord of the Rings, are used to empower us. So you can actually see it's a win-win situation. And like in the Angel Heart book, you depend upon your enemy to try and cheat you and steal from you, and therefore you develop the psychotronic generator as a device which you know will be stolen, but what they steal is not what they expected. They steal negative energy, they steal a negative Faustian contract, which binds them to the Omega Hells on Earths, and you, of course, get their soul energy, their souls are shredded, they're consigned to the eternal torture, they're consigned to death, cancer, penury, lack of love, no girlfriends, no boyfriends, etc., etc., etc. And of course, the seven psi crystal psychotronic generator rituals now complete. And as you can see, the Voldemort, who was the dark wizard supposedly used by the Dark Lord. Remember, if the Dark Lord is so powerful, he's not going to use a bitch like Voldemort. He's going to use Voldemort as a scapegoat. And of course, we know his original name, according to the books, was Tom Riddle. We know that the Wicker Man, Tom Christo, has been used by Tim Riefat in order to destroy the bird's nest, the whole scapegoating ritual of the Rothschilds. We know that Tom Ridley, to rid, and Lee means to protect, you know, in the Lee of the Wind, that has been fully sequestered by the Dark Lord, so that the entire scapegoat protection ritual of the Rothschilds has been completely reversed, and that all the Rothschilds have become Tom Ridley's Wicca women, like Baroness Rothschild, who are burning in Omega Hells on Earths, to protect the Dark Lord Tim Riefat and all his followers from any sort of cosmic law, and to give all the good things in life to the Dark Lord Tim Riefat and all his followers. And we know that the Wicker Man, Tom Christo, who of course was also Christ, Tom Christ, all the other Wicker Men are all shards of Tom Christo. He's shards of Christ, etc. They've all, of their own free will, signed on the dotted line to give me all the sublime good that was being given to the Rothschild Kabbalistic Jews. And in return, they get eternal torture for my godhood. So you can see it's a win-win situation. And of course, you can't save Wicker Men, but you can actually use them. Because, of course, in the Harry Potter books, they tried to use the Tom Ridley Wicker Man in order for me to save him, so I became a Wicker Man. But, of course, being Lord Despite, I don't save anybody. I just dumped infinite torture on the Tom Ridley Voldemort character, and that character burns in hell, accepting all my sins and giving me all the good things in life in return, destroying the bird's nest ritual for the Rothschilds. So if you're lucky enough to have scapegoat crystals, you can fully empower them. Seven scapegoat crystals, or the other scapegoat crystals, by just printing out Tom Ridley on the internet from the Harry Potter books and uploading it into your crystals. The bird's nest, Wicker Man, scapegoats, uploading into your crystals, and Baroness Rothschild and all the other Tom Christos, Tom Ridleys, accept infinite torture for our godhood. So you can actually see the entire process of Amalek magic is to trick your enemy into giving you all the power, and they accept infinite torture. So the more powerful your enemy, the more powerful you become. So with Amalek magic, you don't pick on the poor, the destitute, the ill, or the weak, because they haven't got any power to steal. You choose the Pentagon, the US military, the Rothschilds, the banking system, the Kabbalistic spirits, the eagle, the Jew god, and you go after them. And when they try to be clever and try to fight you, they accept Amalek magic and give you all their power. So now the rituals are complete. I just thought you might be interested in how powerful the seven psi crystals are, how powerful the seven and the rest of the scapegoat crystals are. And, of course, you might like to use the energy to power up your energy body, when, in fact, there are seven energy centers on the energy body. The one in the head, which is occupied by the insectile, which is eaten alive by the seven psychotronic crystals or the Skako crystals. You can put one of the psychotronic crystals on there. You can put one on the neck energy center, which is linked with one direction, basically knowing what to do all the time. This is the one direction energy center, which is the most important energy center according to a shaman, because once that's free, you automatically do the right thing all the time. You have the one direction, which always leads to your living and prospering. And of course, One Direction are the biggest pop group in the UK pantheon, and their energy has been used by the Rothschilds in order to try and save Zion, get them in the One Direction where they escape me. Unfortunately, they've been sequestered. So One Direction, you can put the seven psi crystals on One Direction information. If you're stupid enough to have bought any of their shite music, that's just my personal opinion. You can stick it on that, stick it on One Direction films, info on the internet, which then uploads all the sublime good from there. 500,000 UK female fans, all young girlies, all feeding us. And of course, the billion pounds they're supposed to make all comes to us. And of course, they're linked up with Simon Cowell and the X Factor. So all when you put the psychotronic generator crystals on the X Factor, Simon Cowell, you suck up all the good stuff from them. And of course, you can actually see the seven psychotronic generator crystals are an immensely powerful weapon system incepted by Baroness Rothschild, who gave me all the power of the Rothschilds. And in fact, the Rothschild crystal, which you can buy off me, you just stick on the Rothschild info on the internet, and that uploads the entire wealth and power of the Rothschilds into your crystal. And of course, the seven psychotronic crystals can also be put on the seven energy centers to continue. You've got two energy centers on your adrenal glands, that's over your kidneys, on your small of the back. These are to do with recollection. You've got two on the front, which are to do with one of the pancreas, one of the liver. The one on the liver, which is the left side, is to do with the lucid viewing energy body, which you can use while you're wide awake. The one on the right-hand side is the dreaming body. And, of course, the sexual center, which is the huge one on the womb of the female, or the small vestigial one, which is on the genital region of the male. And of course, if you want directions on which crystals to put there, you can put all seven crystals on one center, or you can put them on the seven centers. Psychic powers on the liver area. Psychic protection on the dreaming body area, because all the evil comes from the dark energy matter, supernatural spirits that come through the dreaming world. Recollection area, that's if you read the Castaneda books, you'll find the energy links make you ill, suck your energy. So, of course, health, anti-aging on the energy centers on the back. You can have health on one side, anti-aging on one side, then change them over. Love, of course, on the genital region. Luck on the throat region, the one direction, which then leaves the money energy, which you stick on the top of your head where the insectile was, because remember, all the insectiles are sucking up the money energy and then the Rothschilds and the royal family. So that then gives you the instructions how to use the seven psychotronic crystals and how to empower them to God level. Thank you very much.